The Heart of America Development Corporation has donated land for the Hayes Micro Factory. Grow Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk to us a little bit about the Heart of America group as well as that factory project on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We had a donation of the land that the Micro Factory will be located on. Heart of America Development owns some property out in the Commerce Parkway area surrounding Glassman Corporation. That development is one that Heart of America developed, and they were good enough to donate the lot at the corner of 9th and Commerce Parkway to us to construct the micro factory on. So that was great news.
Absolutely. Yeah, and these guys have been, we talk about the Heart of America, and we're going to talk a little bit about them today even, but they really are helping the community, and that's kind of their goal, right, to help bring these projects to the marketplace.
Well, Heart of America, which was started back in the 80s by a group of visionary people and visionary businesses who contributed some money and raised some capital and purchased some land out on what is now South Commerce Parkway by the airport, and started basically an industrial park. And they constructed the Sykes building early on and rented it to Sykes. And they've been very active in commercial development for a long time. And, about a year and a half ago or so, they got into the residential development as well with the Tallgrass Second Edition to the east of the Technical College. So their mission basically is to promote community development in Ellis County. And they have done a terrific job of that over, almost 40 years.
Incredible. We want to talk about some of the details of what they do and what they bring to the community. But let's talk first about this micro factory. We talked about it again a couple weeks ago. And really, from my recollection, the concept is kind of a co-working space, but for industrial efforts, right?
Basically, that's the concept. It's an incubator for manufacturing companies. And we received a base grant from the state of Kansas, part of the ARPA money, for $2.63 million to construct this 30,000 square foot micro factory. It'll be divided into five, six, four. We don't really know yet because we don't really know who's going to go in there, but it'll be split into sections, and we will offer it to prospective or existing manufacturers who maybe a guy's got a great idea, but he just doesn't have the room to operate and be efficient in to develop his product. Or a bigger company that wants to get a development of a new product off-site and they want a space to do it in. That's what this will be designed to do. It'll be constructed to be very manufacturer-friendly, meaning there'll be a loading dock, there'll be high ceilings, high doors, the kind of things that a manufacturer would need, large electrical capability. And so hopefully the concept is that we offer this at a bargain basement rent to these people for a few years, and then they develop their product, they grow their business, and then they move on to their own building, hopefully in the Heart of America development, where there will be some additional lots, and we roll the next one in. So it's kind of an endowment for a long, long time, and we hope to really enhance the manufacturing capability within Ellis County, because this is an area that we don't have an awful lot of. We do have some manufacturing in Ellis County, obviously, with the Intersys and Hess and Cross Manufacturing and several others, but we don't have as much as we would like to have. And typically with manufacturers come good-paying jobs. And, of course, workforce is an issue right now, but it hasn't always been and won't always be. And so we need to keep developing companies that are going to employ people and pay good wages.
Yeah, and when until very recently, we started talking about this micro factory project. When I thought about manufacturing, I thought about some of the companies you talked about, like Hess or Rands, those giant companies that do employ a lot of people. But I've also come to realize that there's a lot of small manufacturers, small entrepreneurs out here that maybe. Here's a great example down in La Crosse, the guy that they developed the flamethrowers for right. Agricultural use. It's probably not a huge operation. I don't know how many people work down there, but I can't imagine it's, more than 20 or so. And this is a perfect project to help bring those people to Hayes, where we've also or already done such a great job on the white collar side.
Exactly. We need to promote manufacturing. Small manufacturings become big manufacturers. I use this example if you'd have looked at what Dan Hess, his operation in 1990 or 91, relative to what it is today, we want to find the next Dan Hess who can come in and has an idea or a concept and starts developing products, needs some space to do it in, needs some assistance perhaps in going through a patenting process or what have you. We have a relationship with the Technology Development Institute in Manhattan, and that's what they do. They prototype products. They help an inventor or a manufacturer patent those products. And so it'll be the incubator for that type of thing. And we're looking forward to it. I think it'll have a big impact over a long, long period of time in our community, because it'll be a building that'll be there for 50 plus years for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it might also, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but help offset some of those manufacturing operations. Like I think about like meat processing, the things that we can't bring to here because of either the geography or in this case, water issues.
One of the reasons that we don't have a lot of manufacturing in Ellis County is because of some water restrictions. And so some things are just not going to work well here that are large water users. So small manufacturers make more sense. They're typically not big water users. If we can diversify our economy with multiple small manufacturers, I'd take that over one large one. You go down to like Salina, and historically they've had large manufacturers down there. Phillips Lighting, what is now Kubota, Tony's Pizza. I mean, they manufacture pizzas and food and that type of thing. And Kubota manufactures farm equipment and things. And they employ like 1,300 people in those type of operations. We're not really looking for that. We wouldn't have the workforce to meet that requirement either. But we can sure build our own and then gradually put companies in there that'll go from 2 or 3 or 4 employees up to 15 or 20. And then hopefully move out onto their own building and end up with 200 or 300.
You know, going back to the Heart of America piece on this, you know, that organization, I'm kind of curious, like, how do they come to the decisions to fund like a project like this, like the land? I think you said that they already owned the land and they just donated it to you. But, you know, even thinking about the residential project, like, how do they make those decisions?
Well, they have a board of directors that looks at projects and keeping in mind their mission to promote community development. And they see that, you know, that's why they purchased these land purchases they've made, both on South Commerce Parkway as well as the Heart of America addition over by Glassman Corporation. They look for ways that they can promote growth and development. And so a couple of years ago, we visited with them and we said, you know, historically, they have been a commercial developer, industrial developer. You know, they've had land for that use. But our comment was, you know, if we don't solve our housing problem in Hayes, we're not going to have any employees to go into those commercial enterprises. And they were good enough to step up to the plate and invest a lot of money into this housing development, which is going very well so far. So it's turned out well. But they have been open to look at different things. But at the base of it all is that their interest in community growth and development in our community. And they've really stepped up in any number of occasions and done that.
Yeah. I wonder, how normal is this in municipalities, especially out here in Western Kansas, where they have an organization like this, a nonprofit that kind of helps spur that economic growth?
I think it's fairly normal in different ways. A lot of times the municipality itself will own an industrial park. The city will make an investment, or the county will make an investment in an industrial park and develop it and put the infrastructure in place so that companies can come in there and build a building and start. Less common with a not-for-profit like Heart of America. The beauty of the Heart of America deal is we've partnered very well with the city. You know, you've got Grow Hayes, Heart of America, and the city of Hayes or the city of Ellis or wherever it might be jointly work towards these things. That makes it a lot easier to make some things happen when you've got that many people with a vested interest on a positive outcome.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about the collaborative efforts between, you know, Hayes and Ellis County and Ellis County and Trigo County and really the whole area, and everybody has to work together to make this thing work or we're all going to be in trouble in the long run, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're all joined at the hip in one way or another. I know each community has their own issues. Each community would like to have their own growth and some retail and some jobs and whatnot. I understand that housing. But at the end of the day, all of us are in this Western Kansas ecosystem, for lack of a better term. And what's good for Waukini is good for Hayes. What's good for Hayes is good for Waukini, you know, or Ellis or Victoria or Russell, whatever it might be. We are very closely tied together.
Yeah, now, I don't think we really actually talked about this, but the Heart of America, Heart of America, the group, are they just Ellis County or just Hayes?
Ellis County.
Okay, so
their mission is to promote development in Ellis County. And they've helped way back when. I think they had a role in the Wheelchairs of Kansas move to Ellis when they expanded from, I believe, La Crosse to Ellis. That was a little before my time in this position, but they were involved with that, as was our organization, and so Ellis County as a whole, they want to promote development throughout Ellis County, and they don't go outside the Ellis County borders, but they do go beyond the Hayes borders for sure.
Okay, and again, that's part of that collaborative effort. You know, what's good for us is good for Phillips County and Rooks County.
I believe it is.
Well, Doug, I don't really have anything else on the Heart of America thing. I wonder if you have any other last thoughts or anything else we want to talk about in terms of that microfactory project.
Well, you know, I think for people to understand it better, we've kind of described what it is. The financial piece is somewhat interesting. You know, the state of Kansas Department of Commerce put out these base grant applications, and we and 417 others applied. I believe they granted 33, so we were very fortunate to receive it. But the project is about $3.5 million. And so, the state wants a match from the organization that's doing it. And in the case of Grow Hayes, they wanted a match from us of 26%, which is about $700,000 or $800,000, $900,000. And, factor that into the fact that we don't really know, where construction costs are for sure today, because it's really a moving target. That's why a donation like the land donation from Heart of America is so important, because we're going to scramble to come up with that additional match money. We may be able to get some grants. We may be able to borrow it, whatever the case might be. We felt it was too important not to happen. When we've got the opportunity to get this amount of funding from a grant from the state, we're just going to make it happen. And so we've dug in and done that, and we're in the process of applying for some other grants and that kind of thing, and hopefully those will come through. But we're burning our ships on the shore on this one. We're going full speed ahead and going to get this thing constructed, and we'll figure out how we pay for the rest of it at that point in time. We've established the funds. It's just a matter of where they come from and how we do that, and so we're excited to get going on it. As with all projects like this, it's slow to get started. You've got to get architectural plans. You've got to get bids. You've got to get all kinds of permitting and that kind of thing. But we're eager to get going, and keep watching at 9th and Commerce Parkway. It won't be real quick, but I'm hoping maybe sometime late summer, early fall, you'll start seeing some activity out there. If nothing else, somebody with a bulldozer moving around dirt to get the site ready.
Yeah, I love that. And it's a 2-year time frame. It has to be done in 2 years.
We need to be done in 2 years.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the base grant that put that together. That was an interesting list. And we've got just about a minute or so left, but I wonder if you want to talk about that. I thought it was kind of surprising, the projects that they chose to fund out of this thing.
A little bit. You know, it was, if you read the requirements for the grant, it was primarily to be economic development. And I think many, many applications were for infrastructure. And one could argue that infrastructure is economic development, but I think they were looking for more impactful type things as direct economic development. It was also heavily skewed, which probably comes as no surprise, to Eastern Kansas. I think Johnson County got maybe half the funds, perhaps. But nonetheless, you know, there was great interest in it, lots of applications. We were very pleased. I think we had the right project. We put in some applications for some other projects, too, that we did not get. And so in hindsight, when I look back, I can see why the microfactory was appealing to them, because it's pure economic development. You know, what develops out of that facility will employ people and provide good quality jobs. And that's what's at the end of the day, that's what's really important.